Blog Talk Radio.
Every Sunday night, but if you can get the laugh that you deserve, pull out your planner, go ahead and plan something, think about planning something, pretend to be planning something, whatever you got to do. But thank you so much for listening with us. We appreciate you. Hey, Coco.
Hey, girl. Hey. I'm
holding
trying to find my cutter. I'm good. I'm home.
Girl, you ain't been home in I don't know how long.
I know. Tell me about it. Tell me about it. Tell my whole husband about it.
I know them babies miss you.
That's okay. I'm home now. for a minute.
That was like for a week.
No. I think December 8th. But wait, now I'm ready to go somewhere because I need 15 more days in a hotel to get to 75 days this year to move to the next level. What did I say? I'm like, where can I go?
And how can I get there?
Yeah, where can I go?
Well, but anyway. How about you go to the hotel with the hubby since you've been just getting to go by yourself? Take him and just do a staycation.
Yeah, well, I thought about that because I got a free night or something local. I can't remember. But anyway, I don't have to pay for it, but I could still earn nights on the free stay too. So I was like, okay, I could do that. So yeah, we'll have to do that one Sunday night because, you know, Jeff is off day, Sunday and Monday.
Well, you got to come up with something so you can get there free. You know,
I know, because how your fee gets to like 72 days and you miss it by 3 or something like that. Oh, that'll shit me off.
Yeah.
Spend the whole last week of December in a hotel.
For the fuckers.
Yeah.
Well, do you have anything in your cup, ma'am?
No. Have I been cleaning in all day?
Listen, I need to be cleaning all day, but I'm not, and I'm not going to feel guilty about it, so moving on.
I know. I need to be rinsing out my liver, though. It's been on overload.
Well, you know, I wasn't talking about no liquor. But
oh, okay. Well, I got a soda.
I was just talking about if you had anything in your cup, period.
I got a soda.
What
kind? You need a cut. Oh, I'll be damn. A root beer.
Okay. Okay, well, I am back on my Cafe Bustelo.
Okay.
So, the last few weeks I've been drinking, like, my Dunkin' Midnight again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's different. So, actually, tonight I'm drinking half Cafe Bustelo, half Dunkin' Midnight to see if that really helped with a little peppermint mocha cream. I've been real adventurous. You hear me?
Excuse me. I see. Peppermint mocha cream. I mean, it's so hard for me to move from my French vanilla.
Oh, see, and I'm so over French vanilla. See, I drink French vanilla at work or, you know.
Yeah.
Cause that's what I don't be wanting to get in my good stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just take.
No, I get it. No, I love the French vanilla.
It's good. The French vanilla is good with really strong coffee because it doesn't take away the coffee flavor.
Yeah, true. True.
But if you have some weak coffee, it's not as tasty. Yeah. It just make it taste like creamer.
Yeah. No, I get that.
I was like, and I guess if people like that, then, yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't like, I like to taste the coffee.
Yeah.
I don't put that much, and I don't use sugar anymore.
What?
Mm-mm, I just use the creamer. Plenty enough sugar for me. I didn't realize it. Because you go to Dunkin', Lord of mercy, the sugar be sitting at the bottom. You put your straw in there, you're just fucking up 100 grams of sugar immediately.
And you know what's funny is when they put the creamer in, see what Dunkin' do, you know, I used to work there for an hour. But they put the sugar in the cream. And then they stir it up instead of doing the sugar and the cream after the heat. You know what I'm saying? So it'll melt.
Yeah. No, I know. And I get the ice coffee. So anyway, I just tell them to put the cream in. The cream is plenty for me. You should try one. Just try it one day. Because I was like, cause, you know, I like to make sure I have my little sugar. But no, it's plenty for me.
Yeah, I do it. Like I say, I do it at work. I don't mm-hmm. mind that part. To make sure.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I thought you said you were having FOMO for the SPF.
Bruh.
You expound upon that. Because I was immediately annoyed that you said you were having FOMO with that.
Bruh.
Yes.
I'm FOMOing the fuck.
Really?
I don't even think it's just SGS. I mean, I guess it was because last weekend it was CPC. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
This weekend is SGS. I'm just seeing everybody with their friends. All of my friends were there. Like, all of y'all was at, not all, let me not say all, but, you know, lots of friends were at.
Yeah, were at one or the other. Okay.
Yeah. I saw so many people I knew at, you know, SGS, and it just looked like a good time. I mean, of course. I'm sure there were some bad times, you know.
Yeah, well, I had a good time at CPC, but.
Oh, yeah, I'm about to get all of
but
them.
SGS won't ever get another dime out of me, you know that. Last year was plenty.
Oh, I know. And we still didn't never get the whole rundown on that from last year, but I know at the beginning it was starting kind of shaky. It was starting kind of shaky. Right. So what did CPC do for you? Let me just start off with that, because everybody want to know. We want to know about the CPC. They don't want to hear about me whining, because I whined last week. I whined so hard that somebody called in to encourage me, and I was on air about to cry. Girl, yes, a whole stranger. My new friend, shout out to Suzette. Go ahead, Suzette. I know you're here. I know you're listening, and I appreciate you. Thank you for pouring.
Yeah, thank you, Suzette, for taking care of her while we were out. Girl, CPC, for me, it renewed my energy in the community and to just get my own crap done. Because I have my planner. I use random notes. I have been using random notebooks, you know, and just things like that, and not really taking time to decorate and the stuff that I enjoy with it. I just haven't been taking the time, you know, like life, just in life. And but I have to take the time to do the things that matter to me. And we have some really good things. I remember one of them, I don't know if it was one of the classes or whatever, it was like, look, you don't have to write in the planner, because that's my thing. It's like, oh, my God, well, I'm going to decorate this week. I don't have nothing to write in it, or this is just too much stuff, and I don't know what day what is going to get done, so I just wouldn't do it. And she's like, just decorate it. It's yours, you know. Like, and don't, it's not about what somebody else's is or what somebody else has or whatever. It was just, a weekend for me was inspirational in the way that it got me to wanting to get in my books again, get in my planners again, and use my stickers and use all the stuff, all the things.
Yes, because believe
me, bought a whole bunch of
all the stuff.
All of it, all of it. And remember I was asking y'all the other day in the other group about B6 or whatever. And then I look, I have a B6, A6 from Aura of Cell. I don't know how much I spent on those two ring binders.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I was going through my stuff yesterday because I'm trying to make space so I can bring out my suitcase with all my stuff from CTC because I haven't done that yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I found those, and I was like, oh, my God. But I had ordered the inserts already from Light Planner Action, so I'm ready. When the stuff
And, you know, I think you're still – are you still a patron for Scrapcraftastic?
I don't know. I'll have to look.
Anyway, she offers inserts in that size also. So if you just wanted to try it out, you could just print some, cut them, and then, you know.
I never canceled it, I don't think. But it's been so long, I haven't gone through it. I haven't done anything. I haven't had time either to take time for me. But, you know, I enjoy being with everybody, new people, old people, people you haven't seen since the last one, people that you see more often and different ones. You know, it's just a nice time to spend with people from all walks of life, and the one thing that you all have in common is this community. And no matter who you are, what you look like, what tall, color, size, it don't matter. You know, and that for me is the thing.
Okay.
That's what I like. But there was a speaker that I didn't want to hear, and so I politely got up and found myself back out to the lobby while she was talking. And we don't even have to wonder who it was.
So,
hey, I wasn't the only one. I met my people in the lounge.
So what was the theme of CPC, if there was a theme?
Yeah. Grow, evolve, and something else, which was good also, especially once they explained what they were thinking when they saw it just after the pandemic. And let me just say this. I can appreciate what everybody went through in the pandemic because, you know, we all went through it. I want to move on. You know, like, I don't want to keep going back. But I get it because the next one, it was the first one since the pandemic. But we could just move on, though.
Are you tired of talking about the panini?
Yeah, I am. Like, whereas it is an excuse for a lot of things, or I don't know. I don't want to say it because I don't want to piss the new people off. But, again, I like the way
they...
What
have we ever gave a fuck? Don't start that.
I know. I don't know, girl.
We are still looking for sponsors. We are not sponsored yet. Okay.
Okay, well, why are you looking? No, I mean, look, I get it. It's just, I don't, that shouldn't be the thing for every, it's like you're getting hurt by a man and then every man come around, it's a problem. Like, damn, just let's move on. You know, that's all. That was the best analogy I could give.
Right.
In the moment.
I think it was life-changing for a lot of people.
Yeah, me too.
Experienced so much negative during that time, and I think I'm one of the few people that actually enjoyed that time during the pandemic. My sister had just died, and it gave me an opportunity to actually grieve and mourn and go to jail and, you know, change my life around so that I won't be a felon for my whole life.
Well, good. Yeah, I think everybody got something out of it. I'm not taking that away from it, but it's, you know, what I was going to say, because even for me, well, people think it's weird when I say this, but both of my biological kids had kids during the pandemic. So nobody could go to the hospital, right? So it was just them and their spouse. And in the beginning, you're like, oh, my God, that's horrible. They're going to be there by themselves. But you know what? I think it's good because I look back when I had kids, people sit in the waiting room for you to have the baby. Then they just ascend up on your room. And nope, and they don't leave, like you have no time to yourself to breathe, meet your baby, spend that time with your spouse. So I think that was, in my opinion, for people who were having babies that had someone to be with them, a spouse or whatever, because they're only letting one person go. I think it was good for people having babies. They may not appreciate it then, but have another one now and see.
See how many people are getting on your nerves.
Yeah, you just want people to go away. You know, they don't care. They be like, oh, I want to see the baby, and I get it. But you don't know what you appreciate until you have to do it.
I'm
old
and southern. Can't nobody see that baby till that baby's 6 weeks old now.
Oh, my God. But even the grandparents, you know. Because I wanted to be up there, but then at the same time, I just appreciate you being, you know, at their house when they got home. So I hope y'all enjoyed their time in the hospital because I'm here now.
Okay. Grand here.
Yeah. So that was the whole CTC thing. I forgot what it was, but it evolved into something else.
Okay, so what was, okay, and do not say the people because we get it. The people is always the best part. What was your favorite part? Like, what was your, let me go this. Let me be more specific. What was your favorite meal you ate while you were in Chicago? Ooh, food. You know, I love that.
Girl, we didn't get nothing. Well, I didn't have anything that was, like, amazing. We went to... Huh? Not that I can remember. If any of y'all listening that I went to eat with, send me a chat, tell me if there was something special. But nothing that I remember that was special.
Oh, yeah. If you went to CPC and you'd like to call in and talk about your experience, feel free to call in at 515-602-9680. Again, 515-602-9680. Sorry.
There was this one breakfast spot that was really good, Yolk. It was good, but there was nothing really, you know, that was it. And I don't even know if it was really special. The French toast was good, you know, but you could get that. You know, it was nothing special. But we did find a Mexican place that the food wasn't so great, but it was edible, but the drinks were pretty good.
Can you mess up Mexican?
Well, not messed it up, but, you know, it wasn't bad. It just, you know, it wasn't like, oh, my God, when I go come back, I got to go there. That was my experience. You know, so, well, the thing with these conferences, it is the people, though. It's the people and just the experience of it all, just like we made that video.
Oh, yeah, y'all was
the cover-up queens. Yeah. So, you know, like, that was fun, unexpected, but, you know, we were down to do it. What else was I going to say?
Okay, so that was your favorite food place. It was the breakfast place, Yolk. What was your favorite thing that was given at your table for your table make sponsors or, I mean, table make gifts or from your table sponsors or one of each?
Okay, so I got Zebra sponsored my table and I liked it. My table make gifts, if I'm being really honest, I see them all in a bag and they're also in a suitcase. I haven't had time to
ain't looked at shit. Hold on, we have a caller.
Okay.
Hi, Coco and Riri. I actually went to CPC, and yeah, everything was nice. I think the one thing that I definitely loved was the fact that we didn't have to like get up early to, like, go hunt for our seats. We kind of already knew where it was. We didn't know what was going to be on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one thing that kind of stood out to me that I definitely appreciated.
I really love that, too, because who ain't about to be up with the chickens, standing in line at 5 o'clock in the morning is me, okay?
Right,
exactly.
Right.
running out of bowls for a table.
What'd you say your name was? I'm sorry, you said it kind of fast.
I didn't, but it's Sonny.
Oh.
Ah! We shared a few Ubers.
Yes, we shared a few Ubers and a few meals, and yeah, the meals were not great. The drinks were good. The Ubers were, I think, the best part of the whole dining experience.
Oh, my God.
I would say Chicago on a whole has very interesting characters that are not from Chicago, but that gives Chicago its color. Yeah.
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 I mean, we had people that were looking for a hut for wives and, you know, people that felt very strongly about their cultures, and then some people that just didn't even want to work, didn't want to get in their car, and just wanted the ride to be over, which we also wanted the ride to be over, you know, as fast as they wanted to drop us off. So it was a mutual feeling.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was good. But well, we also had another person with us who she entertained every driver.
That is true.
We'll definitely be in the Ubers with y'all next year. You ain't got to worry about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have to go next year.
I'm so excited. I'm experiencing FOMO. Do you have a way to... I guess, soothe the souls of those who were unable to go to, like, CPC or SGS this weekend?
What I would say, it was, just comparing it, I mean, I think Go Wild is kind of like the mother of all mothers for conferences. And then when you go to CPC, the thing that I love about it the most is the size. And so what I would kind of compare it to say, like, oh, I didn't get to go. It was so think of your most precious local meetup and put that on caffeine. That's what it felt like, because the friends that you made and the people that you meet, like, it just felt like a really, really big, large meetup, honestly. So
did you do any planning while you were there?
Absolutely not. But for me, I don't do planning in real life other than, like, the week before I go to an event. So, yeah, no, my planner did not make it to the trip, and I didn't do a notebook, but I think I wrote one thing down just to test the pen, but that's about it, I think. I think. In my sober moments, I think that's what it was.
Okay.
Oh, that's
only when you were sober, though.
Yeah, for those moments that I were, which were like right when I came off the plane. Definitely not going off the plane. So basically like right after I came into Chicago. And there was another time in there, I'm sure.
That worked.
Yeah.
That worked. I appreciate you calling in and listening.
No problem. And I think it was like grow, live, life, or let some. I don't remember now. But I had it together at first. But I think it had. I think the last one was like lit.
Oh yeah, tell us about your table. Son.
Tell me all about your table.
No.
Uh oh.
No, ma'am.
That's somebody cricket going off.
Yeah. My table, there were 9 other people sitting with me. The table came with chairs and a tablecloth and whatever drinks we put on there. Like, the table was... No.
Okay.
It was metal. You know, it was clean on the first day. They did not change it if it got dirty. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what my table was like.
All right. I appreciate your honest feedback.
All right, no problem.
That warms my heart.
I look forward to listening to the rest of you guys. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Grow,
bye.
Evolve, and create. That's what it was. Grow, evolve, and create.
Yeah. Yeah, I just found it. I see it resonated when I had to look it up, but I knew the gist of it.
Sure. Good night.
Good night.
Hello.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Oh, hey there.
Hey.
This is Penelope.
Hey, oh. Penelope girl.
Hey there.
How you doing?
I am fabulous.
Good. Did you also go to CPC?
I did go to CPC. And I have
okay.
been to SGS, and they will not get another dime of my money either.
SGS gets none of your coins either?
Oh, no, never again.
Listen, I need for somebody to come back and tell me the SGST, because we didn't get to do that last year because Coco Pelli got sick again.
But, oh, I did, yeah. I had the Rona, yeah.
Yeah, you got the Rona again. So tell me the best part, other than the people, of your experience at CPC, Penelope.
I will agree with the previous caller. The best experience is not having to get up at the crack of dawn and run like the bulls to get a seat. So the seat assignment was really good. However, the caveat to that is that the table that I got assigned was not on my list of tables that I selected the pre-selection process. So the table that I got was kind of trash, but I rolled with it, so we just gonna go with it. It's gonna go to a de-stash table when I open the suitcase full of the stuff. But the process was very nice, so I just have to be more specific next time. But I did appreciate that process. All of the workshops were amazing. I got to do some great make and takes. They were very well organized. So I will say that I am like a 5-time Go Wild person, and Go Wild really should take some notes from the organization of CPC because it was very well organized. I really like that part of it.
I really like the idea of good make and takes. Can you tell me some of the things that you made and took?
I took all the things. A good time was had by all. So they had a TN make and take. So they had pre-cut leather, and you got to punch your holes in your leather and string the leather so it was like a pocket-sized TN. And then you got to pick your papers, and then you got to cut your paper, and then you got to embellish your paper with some ephemera, and you got to make a pocket. So it was probably about 4 different stations. You started out making the leather part, then stringing it, then picking your papers, getting your paper cut, doing the ephemera in the pocket. And the whole process maybe took about an hour, but it was very nice, and I really liked that. It's a good little thing that you can keep maybe in your purse, or you can do it for, like, memory keeping, keep little pictures in there. Or even I thought to do mine, to use it as, like, a cash envelope type thing, just put little bits of cash in there throughout the year, maybe save it and spend money next time. Another thing that I liked about CPC was the vendor setup. The vendor setup was phenomenal. And, you know, of course, when you go to these events, you can spend as much money as you want because it really doesn't count, like the calories don't count. So I spent a phenomenal amount of money, and I enjoyed every moment of it. So the vendor setup was really, really nice. I spent a whole lot of money, and I'm happy about every nickel that I spent. So, but the make and takes were really good too. And the paid workshops were really well. I didn't get to go but to one of them, but it was $80 workshop, but I did go to the Bling workshop by It's Tisa,
And it was great. I can't wait to finish blinging my cup. She got us started off on a good foot. We got to take everything with us. It was well worth the money that we paid for it. And I'm probably going to start blinging everything now because she gave really good instruction. And she's got YouTube videos up, and she's got a Patreon as well. So I'm very encouraged about blinging all the damn things now. So there's that. So it was great.
I saw her at Planners at Tiffany's.
Yes, I blinged something there too. So I'm excited.
Yeah. She really encouraged me. I'm going to bling my oxygen.
Girl, bling everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that way
I want to bling everything.
It's going to be fast.
Mhm. It's great. But it was a great time. I want to touch on the Mexican restaurant just for a moment. We bought out the whole restaurant. We're the only people in there. The drinks were on fire. The food wasn't so great, but you know, it's okay because we set it out, we turned it up, and it was lit. I'm just going to say it was a two-night ordeal in that place. I just want to let you know. It was everything. It was
Thank
the drinks
you.
Were flowing.
It really was.
The drinks were flowing.
Was.
That's all I got to say. There were
I'm
no
so
sober
jealous.
Moments.
So jealous. I'm still FOMOing over here.
Yeah. And there was another place that we went to. It was called The Cauldron, which was a very good experience. And I know, you know, people are on the fence, you know, about the Harry Potter Hogwarts theme, but the restaurant was called The Cauldron, and you basically got to mix potions with the potions were drinks. And it was very, very witchy theme. It was so amazing. You got to put on a cloak. You got a menu, and the menu was pouring drinks. Everybody got a wand, and there were like puzzles that you had to solve, which opened up different types of potions. You got to pick if you would wave your wand, and it would tell you what your aura was, and your aura could be like a dragon or a mermaid or a phoenix, you know, different magical creatures. And it was very woodsy and earthy. And, of course, it was like the week of Halloween. So it was decorated with pumpkins and very moody and earthy. It was just fantastic. And the place was made in an old bank vault. So there was like this vault, and it was kind of like dark and dank. It was
like
very
Green Gods.
Nice. Absolutely. It was 100% like Green Gods. And it was so nice. I would go back for that whole experience. Number one, hands down, probably one of the best experiences I've had as an adult being in that kind of genre. So it was really, really fun. That kind of made it for me. And also the Starbucks Reserve was very, very nice. The Whiskey Barrel coffee had me say about that. So, yeah, it was really, really good. Really good.
Again,
yeah,
no
good.
Sober moments, huh?
A good time was had and all. So, yeah.
Although they went there without me.
Sorry. work first. You had to adult. We did it. Yeah.
Well, I am so glad. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, thank you. It was it's a pleasure to speak with you, ladies. I love your show. Big fan. Smooches.
Well, thanks for listening.
Smooches, yay.
Bye.
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 Man, it really sounds like a time was had. Y'all making me FOMO more. Is that possible?
No, don't worry about it because it's not. It was so last week. It's so last week. Don't worry.
But my heart is broken.
What's okay? It would be different if we were there now, but we're back home with you, so don't even worry. Next year, you all will be there.
Next year, I will be there. I will buy my ticket right now. You hear me?
As soon as they're available.
As soon as they don't even have to just, anyway. Anyways, okay. That was beautiful. I am really, really glad that you all had a phenomenal time.
Yeah, and the organization I will say was good, and the whole table selection. Even though you don't know what your table is, but you have your number like the night before. And I'm gonna go wild this time, and it's gonna be the first time, and that's the whole apprehension or anxiety or whatever about that, because listen, I shouldn't be running from the table.
I forgot that you were going to go wild this year.
Yeah, I'm going. They talked me into it.
I am really excited for you. I think I'm just going to block you that weekend.
Why don't you just not be on social media? Because you're going to have to...
Those of you that agree that I should just block her that weekend so I won't have to experience FOMO, just send me a text, call me, let me give you my phone number again. because, baby, God, okay, I'm not going to be sad because you know what? I'm getting ready to go to something too. I'm going to go to two things. I'm going to go to the Glam Sweater Brunch, and I'm going to have the time of my life. And then I'm going to go to an ugly sweater something, and I'm going to have the time of my life.
Is that the thing I'm going to?
I think so.
What's the date on that? But you know what? I don't think I can go to that either.
One of them is December 2nd, and I think the other one is December 16th. And my birthday swiftly follows on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, okay, the 16th. I can do that.
I just wanted you all to know.
Yes, I'm aware of the birthday.
Okay, yeah.
And don't you know my Jubilee? Because that's my manager called my birthday the Jubilee. He's like, your birthday is worth it, the Queen's Jubilee. It continued in Chicago.
Did it?
It did. They had a cake, a cheesecake, and a little party gift bag. I was really surprised.
That is so much love. I really love that.
Yeah, this has been a really good. This is a really good birthday.
It really has. I'm really excited for you. That was phenomenal.
Yeah, my Jubilee.
Yeah.
I sent a picture to my manager, and that's like my Jubilee continues.
I know they're like, we tired of it now.
They are.
That's it.
Yeah, they're so sick of me.
That's it. Now. Well, our idea was, while you were away, is cried and whined about how I wished I was there. And I got on the air, and I was like, I'm not going to talk. And it was like maybe 15 minutes in, and baby, guess what? I was ready to go. I was like, you know what? I'm out, y'all. I'm out. I'm done.
And then, really? Really?
Yes. Yeah. And then my new friend, Suzette, called and was like, girl, we can talk. And so she talked to me, and I stayed on. And so it really encouraged me to do something this week. And so lots of people have been talking about, well, first they said, oh, you got to get your podcast on Apple so people can find you. Oh, you have to get your podcast here. So today, thanks to Suzette, thank you, Suzette, today, I actually put the podcast by. Yay!
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Woo-hoo!
Yes, so as soon as the link is available, as they are checking out to make sure that we aren't, like, trafficking kids or something, I will put the link out there so that people will be able to listen to us everywhere you listen to podcasts. Not just one place, not just two places, but everywhere. And you can tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. And I'm really excited about that. So pat yourself on the back, Coco.
All right.
You helped me out with that because I was really sad.
No, I'm proud of you. And I appreciate you keeping this going. I must tell you this publicly. When I'm not able to be there because this life has been stifling lately.
That's what friends are for. The good times, the bad times. You know, I think this is why we need more songs queued up, so that y'all aren't subjected to my random singing, and then I can just play the songs.
But that's what you do in your real life, so this is real for you.
It is. It is. So let's talk about planners. Briefly.
Okay. That's it.
I'm really tired of everyone talking about their 2024 planner lineup already.
Yeah, name did nothing with the 2023.
Listen, I don't want to hear not one more person show me 15 planners that they have bought for next year that they're going to swap out by March. I don't want to hear one more. Don't show me nothing else. I'm not buying nothing else. And that's
so,
it.
But let me ask you this. Why is that bothering you? I'm not judging, because is it because they're not using the ones that they're using now? Because I feel like if there's a person who's like really into it and they're a real true planner, not collector, that now would be the time to start getting their 2024 lineup, right?
No, didn't I just tell you I'm FOMOing the fuck out of everything?
But you can buy a planner. You couldn't go to the concert, but you can buy a planner.
But I don't wanna just buy it. I wanna use what I got. I got enough shit.
Oh, I'm gonna send you a vision board.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can use a vision board.
Wait till you see who made it.
Oh. Maybe I won't.
I'll
see. I'll get it on the 16th, and then we can fight in person.
Yeah, you'll get it before then. I'm going to send it Tuesday when I go to work. Well, I got to first open that Tuesday, so I'm going to do that.
I think, so for real, in real life, with the whole planner thing, I think it's because so many people are just, it's so overwhelming. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody has a planner. Everybody's releasing one. Everybody has a dupe for this, a dupe for that. And it just, it's like, oh, you think you have the great for you because you've used it, right? And then you're like, oh, but what about this? But maybe this is better, and maybe this, and maybe that. And it's like, just stop showing me. Just give me one more month. You know, like,
okay,
it's November. Just give me one more month to December, and then we can think about it.
Yeah, but as long as it takes these people to ship stuff now, people got to, especially if somebody go back completed, they better
girl
go to that in April.
Quita, Keisha, Vanilla Paper Co. Oh, did you see that Ivory Paper Co. is sending gifts of planners that she made? She's just sending them out. She said, y'all drop your details down below.
Yeah, she said she's sick. That's the same little girl that they had made the group about.
Mhm.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen.
She's giving out gifts.
Call her little girl.
I mean, she's young. We're older.
Yeah, she's younger than us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I gotta stop that because I do that at work too.
That little girl.
Yeah, I'd be like, what the little boy just say? So I gotta do that. Well, that's good. She's giving out gifts.
Yeah.
Why?
I thought that was really.
Is that the stuff that's not in Target? Is there stuff not in Target anymore?
I don't know.
Can't do a little research on that.
Yeah, we should. You know, we've really kind of gone away from the messy aspect of what we got going on. I need you to get back on your job.
Remember I sat at the scary table last year at SPS? The one that's scary all year round? Not just Well, she was at SGS this year. I don't know. Yeah, maybe she was there last year, too. But the table this year that she did was better, and I probably would have liked that one better than I did the one last year. Did I give you that stuff?
I met her at one of the events that I went to this year. I didn't realize how tall she was.
Yes. So
I told her to come get on the podcast, and she was like, okay, sure. But I haven't set it up yet. You know, I really have to do better. I have a calendar for it and everything for next year because I ain't playing with y'all hoes. Next year, we scheduling y'all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're going to schedule everybody?
It's going to be 2 weeks. Two for guests, two with me and you.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I should have my work schedule better planned out. I'm going to use my planner.
We can plan some shit out. Thing I wanted to discuss with you. I don't remember what it was. It wasn't SGS. Sponsored table expectations.
Yeah. There were, the expectation was higher, I believe, at the CPC, but what they got was not really that great. And honestly, I will say, I sat at the zebra table, which was on my list, and I've seen better zebra tables also. So I don't know what the limit is, but no matter what the limit is, some people didn't make it, I already know. It's either that or others just went well over and beyond. But, yeah, they weren't good. A lot of people complained about their tables.
I saw several from CPC that I was just like, ooh.
Yeah.
To Just D Plans from Volcanotonic Designs.
Uh-huh.
And a while ago, and we were talking about when it comes to creating a table and what a table is supposed to look like, right? Like when you're at the table, you're supposed to be in the experience. And a lot of the tables that I saw at CPC was just like she said, a white tablecloth with the number in the middle and then some stuff on top. The table wasn't an experience. And looking at the pictures from SGS this weekend, I don't know if it was the venue that helped, you know, build the experience or if it were the sponsors, but they looked really, you know, they looked really good.
What, at SGS?
Yeah.
Oh, CCC, yeah. SGS, they stepped it up a little bit this year. I didn't notice that. I mean, I'm still not going back.
Yeah. I just thought that was really good because when I was at the Harry Potter thing, the Harry Potter event, all those tables were done. When I was at and the Bridgerton, oh, my God. Like, those tables.
Yeah, they had all the elements. Yeah. And that's what you're supposed to do. I don't know what happened at CPC.
I think the people at CPC or all the planner conferences together need to, like, come up with the standard. You know what I'm saying? Like, it needs to be a census around the board, across the board, so that people don't sit at these tables, expect to get, you know, they spending $300 and $400 to sit at these tables and be spoiled, you know, pampered, and then get some shit.
Yeah. No, I agree. And they need to, when you have, like, I'm going to just use Motique as for an example. All these other sponsors for the event and their families or their crew or clique, whatever, why are they sitting at those tables when all of the people who purchased a ticket, well, a lot of those people put that on their list. You know what I'm saying? They should be separate sponsor tables, and because it just doesn't look good, the optics.
And if you related to God all this shit, go sit at somebody
else's table. Go sit at another table. Hello.
If we already sleeping in the room together, next door to each other, going to eat with each other, why we got to sit right next to each other the whole time? I can send you a text and laugh at whatever I'm laughing at.
Exactly. We don't. That's what I say. People are like, oh, I need to sit with my friend. Why? Damn, you ain't going to be in here all day. It was like 2, 3, 4 hours. No, it was like 3 hours. No, 2 hours, 10 to 12. Like, simmer down. You'll be able to see them.
Okay, they're not going nowhere. It's all right.
Yeah, and then we all got the same stuff.
Right. Listen, let me tell you something. So, you know, I take 55 with me to the planner conferences now because now she's a planner. Listen, she even, don't tell I told you, but she even watching fucking budgeting planner videos on YouTube.
Oh, my God, no, she should be doing that.
So she can be a budget planner. I'm like, really?
No. Is she a budget planner? She's like, you want a budget too? No, you have to block that budget stuff off, y'all.
I ain't got no damn money. I can't budget shit.
Well, wait a minute now. Hold on. I forgot that 55 for what you did. Y'all going to have to get a different Uber because we barely have room for all these asses.
Okay.
No. And look, and wait. It was 5 of us. We asked for a 6 passenger. Girl, they were coming with some crazy cars. We was like, man, you know damn well. But that's okay. We went in there. Put your legs in your pocket.
Y'all was on each other's lap.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I will put my chunky self in another one. But we'll just call 2 back to back.
Yeah.
But when she starts going to those events with me and starts sitting at the table with me, I would be like, go sit at a different table. Girl, the one time she went to the different table, she did not give me her stuff. She was, like, keeping it. Like, oh, no, this is so cute. I was like, girl. So now I don't buy her no more. She got to buy her tickets now. Because you having just as much fun as me. So, no. No. That ain't how this go no more.
Oh, God. When I first met you, she was there.
Was she?
Yeah.
Yes, she was. Yes,
I know. She was there.
It's because I don't drive, you know.
No, it's fine. No, it's fine. I mean, it's just fine. Vince was supposed to go to CCC, well, not to the office. He's going to go hang out with his friends and his brother, but he had to go sit with his mom or whatever, anyway. So he didn't want us going.
So you just had another whole birthday shebang without him.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really glad that you had so much fun. I'm even more glad
I never did.
You put something in your bag. Did you buy me something?
Of course. I told you that.
No, you didn't. You told me you was giving me some shit you didn't want. I'm asking if you bought me something.
Well, that's the same thing.
No,
I did. I bought some stuff that had other stuff in it that you can have. You know what I'm saying?
I know she spent lots of money and enjoyed every penny of it. And so I want to know.
I did too. I spent lots of money too. I swear, I don't know. I would be lying either way if I told you yes, I did or no, I did. Because I don't know what the hell was in that damn suitcase. I don't remember. Spent money at almost every. Oh, I did buy you something. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I did. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad that you had fun, though. We missed you here, and I cried for you, Argentina, and yeah, but I was doing things behind the scenes while you were out living your best life and not thinking of me at all.
I was thinking of you. I talked about you when I was there.
Listen to how I had that voice.
I know, that's good. That's annoying, girl. But no, I really did. We did talk about you.
It's okay. I hope that I can't wait to see you again soon, really.
Yeah, y'all gonna come over here soon because I got stuff I need to, this room, I gotta come on. Y'all gotta come over here and help me.
Yeah, that's what we need to do.
Come over here and help me and get some of the stuff. Because that's how I use my stuff. It's overwhelming. My anxiety takes control.
Listen, it is. But I've been really getting rid of stuff. You'd be really proud of me. I'm trying to get to de-stash lots of the things that I will not be using. And so, you know, sending them off to places where people can make them happy. I like that. All in the name of Real Talk, Real Plans.
Yeah.
Oh, let me tell you something else, and then we can end the show. Remember I told you I was going to be in the plus size sorority? I was invited to join.
Wait, that's what I wanted to ask you about. What the hell is this? Oh, tell me about it.
I crossed over.
I saw that.
Yay! Yeah, it's just another social organization. Do lots of community service. You know, opportunity to, you know, fundraise and bond with women. We work with teenage girls who are plus size, who may not be as, you know, when you've been fat a long time, it's easy to be confident. But when you're growing up fat, it's a little difficult. So I spend a lot of time focusing on the teenagers and trying to build their self-esteem from the inside out. You know, that kind of stuff. I've been really
what's
in my
the, what's the name of it?
Kappa Delta Theta.
That's so nice. Well, if I could do anything to help you, please let me know.
I will. The other organization that I'm fundraising for, we are that I volunteer with, it's called Groveway. They are having a raffle to raffle off a 7-day vacation in a 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom condo in Hilton Head. Now, we can't get to there, but for $75, you get the opportunity to be put in the draw. I don't think it's a lot of tickets being sold either. I think 200.
Wait, you want me to donate?
Yeah,
maybe. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I want you to buy a ticket, 2-1 ticket.
Yeah, donating money is
easier
for me than my time. But I will do because I mean, you know.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, just buy the raffle ticket.
Okay.
That's a way to donate.
Okay.
Yay. Anybody else would like to buy a raffle ticket? Or buy us a coffee, you are more than welcome to. You can click the LinkedIn tree in my bio, Real Talk, Real Plans, Real Talk with Riri, sorry, on Instagram. If you click on that link, you can buy us some coffee, or you can leave us some feedback, ask some questions, talk some shit, you know, tell me my breath stank, anything. You can say whatever you want. If you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, please be sure to leave us a 5-star review. Tell a friend to tell a friend. And now, guess what? We on Spotify.
So they can listen live on Spotify?
I don't think they can listen live on Spotify yet. But
okay.
There will be a way for them to listen to it after it uploads. I just have to wait for the rest of it to all the episodes to upload.
Oh, okay. That's how I listen to Dateline. So
yeah.
Like
see? You could be listening to us, too.
Yeah, I will.
Tell a friend.
Now tell I got to go back and listen to that show last week.
Girl, you're going to be like, was she really online saying this?
I got to go listen.
Yeah, you're going to be like, oh, my gosh. I was like, hey, I'm out. I'm out. I'm out, y'all. it was bad. But shout out to all those who, you know, still stuck around and supported. I appreciate you all of y'all. And I guess that's it. So buy us a coffee, buy a raffle ticket, send us a DM. I really like it when you slide in my DMs.
I have a quick question.
Yes, ma'am.
What are you using for 2024?
Probably Gigi. I'm going to change her name next year, though, because I can't use the same name.
Why not?
I don't know. I could.
It's like having a child and saying, well, next year you make.
Next year your name's going to change. Well, okay. Okay. So, you know I have Gigi, and then she got a little sister named Anastasia. She's an A6. Okay. Last week, I saw this little passport size wallet thing that could fit a plan, like a thick plan, notebook planner thing. And I was like, oh, I need it. So So actually, I think I might ask him if he could do that in A6 because I don't want to buy another planner.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And so if he can make the little wallet thing in A6 size with the where I can put the ID and stuff, I'm sold.
And I had bought you a planner for 2024, but now that you're not into that, I just
what kind
of planner? Somebody. Just don't worry about it.
Okay.
I don't want you to have four. Yeah, I don't want you to have four more of that. I didn't realize how you felt about the next year's plan.
It's because it's so overwhelming. It's too much. It's too many.
It is overwhelming. I get it.
I can't do it.
I can use the same plan I had this year for next year. It's undated.
Listen, the cover-up queens kept me right. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And that's kind of how I feel.
Okay. You're growing up. That's growth. Growth is when you don't buy a planner for the next year. I'm
Listen, what you say, grow, evolve, and create?
Yes.
I'm evolving.
You are.
But also, I ain't never really been one to change and flip-flop.
Oh.
Mm. I'm a one planner girl for the year.
You must have found your planner piece.
No, last year I used the B6 allergy. Year before that I used, I think, Happy Planner. Remember I used that Happy Planner for them 2 years with the animal plant?
Yeah, I remember that.
And so I
was
like,
for 2 years.
It was 18 months.
Yeah, but I don't think you used the whole thing. But that's
yes.
Okay, we'll go with that.
I was like, yes, I did.
Okay.
I was sick of it. I still don't like animal print.
I know you don't.
Still don't.
Mm-mm. Well, all right.
That's it. That's all. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We really appreciate you and all of your support. Be sure to tune in next week as we talk about Black Friday bullshit. I think that's
yeah,
the name.
I'll be here, too.
Hey, are you going to have your list of shops to shop at?
Yeah.
For Black
Friday? Sure, I sure will. Some of them started already, and I started with them.
Okay, you got to send me some text on that, because I'm ready. I'm about to buy me a wig. That's what I want to do, a wig.
Okay. You put your wig on Timu.
Listen. Some people get them wigs on Timu and they just send them things out.
They come up.
Shaking like that lady on Lean On Me.
My girl at work bought one on Amazon, though, and it is nice.
Yeah, that's where I'm going, Amazon. I thought about
yeah,
going to Love.
They're like $80.
$80 on Amazon?
There's another girl on my job who spent $800 on her wig, and I just want to tell her, girl, they owe you so much money back.
Girl, $800, ain't no way. For $800, they better come braid my hair, baby, braid a bald head, because ain't no way.
Yeah, it's a mess. I think since you spend that amount, she should probably take it somewhere else and let them install it. Because, girl, as soon as she breaks a sweat, that's easy. Let me stop.
It's lifting.
Oh, Lord. Yes.
You are crazy. All right. That's it. That's all for us. If you need us, you know how to find us. Check us out. Oh, yeah, don't forget. Keep it messy and not malicious. Bye.